The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on May 12, 1977, in Rishikesh, India.
Makka means man, drunkard. And pramatta means modern. So, generally, people, they have become mad after sense enlightenment. Everyone is busy for sense enlightenment. This is material life. And when they are fed up, no more available. So they become daddy, frustration that grapes are sour. The jackal jumped over to get the grapes, but when he could not obtain it, then he rejects. So for me, they are pramatta. Mad after enjoying. And gyanis being fed up, they say, Brahma Satya Jagat Mithya. God is useless. So this is going on. The Kurmis, they want to enjoy this material world, and the Gyanis, they are little advanced. They are fed up rather. They want to enjoy by becoming one with the Supreme. So there is want. The Kurmis want to enjoy this world, and the Gyanis want also. There is demand, mukti. Mukti means to become one with the Supreme Brahma. And the yogis, they want siddhi, ashta siddhi, anivarya prapti siddha. They also want. Therefore, our Vaishnava poet, Kaviraj Goswami, he says, Bhukti Bhukti Siddhi Kami Chakali Atam. Those who are after something, either enjoyment of this material world, or enjoyment of spiritually becoming one, or to have some siddhis, they want something. So they cannot be helped, because there is demand. I want this. Maybe I want better things than you, but I want, I am in need. So therefore, those who are in need, they cannot be helped. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali asanta. Krishna bhakta niska. Krishna bhakta doesn't want it. Atayav shanta. He is. He said, Shamin Tithat Hosmi, Barang Najas. I don't want. I'm fully satisfied. Guru Maharaj, he went to the forest, underwent very severe austerity, and when Lord Vishnu appeared before him, take benediction, whatever you like, he said, Samin Tithat Hosmi, Barang Najan, I am no more demon. I am fully satisfied. So this is the teaching. If we want to be fully satisfied, without any demand for sense gratification, then we become happy, and that is available in full Krishna consciousness. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanangana janangana sundarin kavitanva jagadisa kama. We don't want it. People want money, have many followers, nice wife, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refuses. Nandhanangana janangana sundarin kavitanga jadudhi. Ama janmani janmani shari bhagavad bhakti. Let me remain your servant. Janmani janma. Mukti means no one janma. So he doesn't want even mukti. Bhakti mukti siddhi. But a devotee, either this life or next life, the business is the same, to serve Krishna. So, this verse, Nunang Pramatta Kurute Viparam. People are mad after sense gratification in different ways. So, Rishabhdev says, no, this is not good. You have already obtained a material body as the result of your past karma, and you are suffering. Body means suffering. Janam mitu jarabhyati. Dukkha dosan. So you have already got this body, and you are suffering. You are again trying to get another body. Nasadum. This is our whole basic civilization is punarjanma jaya. To conquer over punarjanma. And here Krishna gives the very simple formula. Janma karmanchami diddham jujana. If we simply understand what is Krishna, and what is Krishna for that particular writings, so many books, the scholars, they are appreciating. Otherwise, Krishna is available very easily. Manmana bhavamad bhaktam ajyari maam namaskar. But if you want to understand Krishna, tat-tat, then we have got so many books. You can read and drag my skin. When you understand Krishna Siva Vahas, then your life is okay. And Kul means one Nasaduman. This sense gratification is not for Karmana Daiva Nitrena Janta Deva Upad. Mithya Sankhara Vatman. This karma means Mithya Sankhara. Again and again. Tathade Hantara Prati. You have to change this body. You do not know what kind of body you are going to do. That rate, 8,400,000 different forms of body. Any one of them I can get. So, if I lose the opportunity of human form of life and be engaged for some years, say 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, a very big man, and by my action, if I become a dog next life, then my life is spoiled. We should not spoil our life. We should fully utilize. And how to utilize fully? They are all given direction in the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary understanding. And if we understand Bhagavad Gita, understand Krishna at least little bit, that is the end of instruction. Sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam vraja. If you have got faith that what Krishna says is right, sarva dharmān parityajya. That is explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. That faith, śraddhā, śraddhā, he has explained. Śraddhā śabde viśvā sudhīra niṣṭhā. Krishne bhakti kaile sarva karma kṛtā. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam śaraṇam vraja. And one who has got faith in these words, yes, if I surrender to Krishna, all success will follow. This is faith. So faith is the beginning of Krishna. Adau Siddha, Tato Sadhasam. So, if you have got faith in the words of Krishna, they are very openly spoken, and then our life is in Krishna. But we have no faith in Krishna. We take Krishna as ordinary human being. Abhijananti maang murha. If you say that you have no faith in Krishna, then you are a murha. He becomes angry. But I don't say Krishna says. We are simply repeating the words of Krishna. Namāṅga duṣkītina mūrhā prapadyante norādhā. So, if we say, people become angry. We don't say anything. We simply repeat. That is our business. We are not learned scholars. But our mission is to repeat the words of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. He says, Hamara gaya guru hoya, taro hai. You become guru. Now, I shall become guru. I am neither learned, not Vedantist, neither sannyasi. How can I become guru? No, no, you have no difficulty. You, on my order, become guru simply jare dakho tare kaho Krishna hoy. You become guru. Whomever you meet, you simply try to convince him what Krishna has spoken. Then you become guru. So we request everyone the same thing and become guru. It is very urgently necessary. People are becoming godless, atheists, non-believers, and they're suffering. So, every village, every home, every neighborhood, they require guru. But who will be guru? One who repeats the instruction of Krishna. Jare dakho tare kaho. It is very easy. So, people are accepting all over the world the instruction of Krishna. These books we are selling daily, our collection is 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees. Now this recent publication, how many copies we have printed?
220,000.
We expect to sell them very
3 months' time.
The Bhagavad Gita average edition, we have 300,000.
The abridged edition?
Yeah. Why is that average edition?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. So, foreign country, foreign religion, and their foreigners. So why is their purchase in this?
3,50,000
copies.
3,50,000
copies. They are printing huge quantities.
They just printed 15 lakhs more. New printing.
Yeah.
It's 15 lakhs, one time, a British edition.
You all know the movement, you should join with Krishna ka prachar kijiye, India ka, kaisi bade, it will distribute India's glories. People will feel obliged to India. That we have got this knowledge. I mean, actually knowledge is here. There is no such knowledge all over the world. Bharat bhumi te manushya janma hoila ja. Janma sarthak kari paropoda. Paropoda. India is meant for paropoda. India is not meant for exploiting, but unfortunately the knowledge is Saraswati Jnana Kale Jadasati. We have got the store of knowledge, but we have kept it locked up, not distributed to the world. They are called Jnana Kala. one who has knowledge, but he does not want to distribute. That is, their term as jnana-khala. So you should not be jnana-khala. In India, there is storehouse of spiritual knowledge, and every one of us should make our life successful by assimilating this knowledge and distribute all over the world. There is customer, there is appreciation. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Bali Mara. ठीक है कि नहीं? Why we should be ज्ञान खोला? प्रसादमन ज्ञान should be distilled. Modern scientists also, they have discovered something new, go and distribute. For the benefit of the whole human society. Unfortunately, we are distorting the knowledge in Bhagavad Gita, interpreting in a different way according to my needs, and spoiling my life and others. This process should be stopped. Present Bhagavad Gita as it is. You will be benefited. Other. Don't disturb. That is all.
But do you not consider that he is able to get the judgment in the American Supreme Court translated into Indian printing?
Yes, that we require an expert lawyer. There are some technical terms. Ordinary man cannot translate. If among yourself there is a lawyer, if he helps us translate, we can translate. There are so many legal. The judgment is wonderful judgment.
Yes, historical judgment.
Yes. I was expecting to fight that case at least for some years. But by Krishna's grace, he has given on the first day the judgment.
Was it argued on
Bhagavad Gita
also?
No. Simply presented our statement. I advise them that you take my 84 books and present before the judge. Our statements are here. First of all, you read these books, then you give your judge.
Self-explanatory.
Yes. Krishna has given in sense that from the ordinary statements, he has understood the whole thing and he has given judgment in ignoring. This is all Krishna's arrangement. Hisara sarva bhutanam hriddesha arjuna dushtam. He is every man's heart. Now he has dictated that he gives his mind like this. Otherwise, it was impossible. That is, in many courts, we have been harassed in Australia. Many. Because they are afraid of how Krishna consciousness movement is advancing. There is some, one politician has said that this movement is increasing like epidemic. If we do not check it, within 10 years, they will take our government. Yes, in America one politician. So actually, that is happening. In spite of so much obstacles, we are increasing. Our books are selling, we are advancing, we are getting more devotees. We have got in every country of Europe, England, Germany, France, Portugal, Spain, Rome, Sweden, everywhere.
But the Pope is agreeing with you in Rome?
Huh?
The Pope is agreeing to Pope.
Pope.
In Rome. He will agree with
everybody. He agree and who cares for his agreement?
With chanting and
the... We don't care for anyone agrees or not. We push on. That's it. Do you think in India they agree Krishna is the Supreme Person? Then we don't care for that. We have to go forward. That is all. If Krishna agrees, that is all. We don't care for anyone. Agrees or not. If our master agrees, we are servant. And that is all.
Don't care for that. It is that is gaining ground all over the world, excluding India, the birthplace of this. Where the women should be in this country. The present younger generation here,
you are right.
Why not gaon ka jo bhi bheek na hai?
I told you, I'm gaon ka.
They say, what is this Hare Krishna? We have chanted Hare Krishna, meditate. Now let us meditate. This is it.
The Indian government even don't grant visa for the followers of Hare Krishna in India.
So we are not dependent on Indian government.
We have a few months. We don't give long-term visa for Hare Krishna movement
no.
In India. Just for a few months, or 2 months.
Yes. 3 months, 8 months, 6 months. And we are losing 5 to 6 lakhs of rupees per year for this injustice. I pointed out the government that in America they give permanent residency to so many Indians. I am also. I have got the blue card. Permanent residence in America. So why don't you give them permanent residence? They are my assistants. No. This is only. I am preaching Indian culture all over the world, and I am bringing at least 10 lakhs of each foreign exchange. For my Indian activity, but there is no help from the Lord. So the constitution itself is defect. Anything man-made will be defective.
Yes. Never
That's what I'm insisting. You take the instruction of Krishna, you'll be fine. Don't manufacture.
Contact authoritarianism.
Hmm?
You can't have that in authoritarianism. Here, there in Delhi, they feel that they are authority.
And become authority. That is, he said that you become guru authority, but you learn first of all as chela from the guru, and then you become guru. And without any learning, without any, how become a guru? That is guru. Everyone is self-made guru. That has to be stopped.
I feel in this country at least, the young generation, the present generation is has got no base, religious base. And
religious base is there. There is scriptures, but they are not being trained up.
After some time,
they do not like to tell them.
What will happen to this generation after 10 years?
Then the rascals, again we have to say the rascals. The rascal leaders mislead them. There is no hope.
There is no hope.
Now, to prove from Bhagavad Gita, non-violence. How is it possible? Bhagavad Gita begins with the word Jujutsava. And now if you want to make it non-violent, that is misleading. Jujutsava means fighting spirit. Dharma Ketriti, Ketriti, Samavita, Jujutsava. You are very non-violent. But our leaders want to prove Bhagavad Gita non-violent. Isn't that misleading? Why you should misinterpret Bhagavad Gita?
There is no salvation for this country?
There is. Not everyone is misled. One who can protect himself from this misleading, andhajathandhairupaniyamana. If they can understand that leaders are blind, they have no knowledge, then they will say. That you are trying. And there is obstacle. When you say Krishna is the Supreme Being, they take objection. They say Krishna is an ordinary man. Avyanti Mahamura. This is the struggle going on.
So we have to leave everything in the favor of Krishna. We have to leave everything.
Yes.
At the feet of Krishna.
Yes, sarva-dharmān parityajamāhi, that is the instruction.
Whatever he does always.
Yes, not does. He wants you also to do. He does not anything. Everything is done by his parāśa-sakti, vivida-yasya, sābhāviti-jñāna-balokya. He hasn't got to do anything. Natasya-kājyam-karanañca. He has not many energy. Still, he acts to teach us. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. He is so kind, but as soon as he comes to teach us, we take him as ordinary man.
Is he coming again?
Yes, he has already come.
Yeah?
He has already come. by his name. Kalikale Krishna Nama Rupi Avat. He's Hare Krishna. He's Krishna. He's absolute. His name, his form, his attributes, his parameters, they're all one. So, this Hare Krishna name is not different from Krishna. Nama Chintamani Krishna. Ramachintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Nigraha, Purna Suddha Nitta Mukta Avinatya Navana. Nama is Krishna. So he has already come. He is Chaitadar Purumad, Bhama Mahadaba. Simply take Harinama, Harinama. Kirtaneda, Kirtanareva Krishnasya, Mukta Sangha Param. This is the Bhadita Bhagavad. Kalaudosa Nijayaraja, Asti Nika Mahanagam. We have got a special concession in this Kali Yuga. We cannot execute all the instruction in the Vedas, we are fallen down. But if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Kirtanareva Krishna Mukta Sangava, he becomes liberated from all the faults of this Kali Yuga and Param Braja goes back on that. So Krishna is already. Harinnama, 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 Yukhivalam, Kalo, Nasri, Nasri. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant Hare Krishna. Wherever you are staying, it doesn't matter. Sane, Sita, Siti, Gatam, Tanuvan, Onovi. It is very simple formula. You can become liberated simply by chanting. And if you think that you are very learned, pleasurable, read all the notes. Two ways, yeah. Thing is very simple. Every boy can chant for it.
Rama and Krishna
are interchangeable? No. Ramadi Murtisu Kalani Yamena Tishtan. Krishna has unlimited number of expanses. Ramani Hinga Varaha. Ramadi Murtisu Kalani Yamena Tishtan. Nana Avatara Mataran Bhuvaneshwara. Krishna Sayam Samokya. Krishna is the original person. And Rama and Krishna is the same. Expansion.
Yes, Rama and Krishna are the
same.
Same.
Same. Krishna is Rama. Rama Krishna. So we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. There is no difference.
We are living in more horrible conditions than what was obtained in the time of Mahabharata. Krishna had promised the humanity that he would appear whenever there is.
Yes, he has appeared. Nama Rupi Avatar.
I think we are passing through a greater hell than what was
really matter.
The disease is there, the remedy is there. If you take the remedy, then there is no question of suffering from the disease. But he refused to take the remedy. Just like this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 12th canto. This Kali Yuga is the ocean of faults. Why should we lament for that? The remedy is there. Kittanadeva Krishna Sambhukta. You chant Hare Krishna. You become relieved. Why don't you take the remedy? Mahami was a prabhadant, Mahami Kantanat. Why you are so much disturbed by Maya? Just surrender to Krishna. It is our choice. We do not do that. Can you suffer? Mahama prapo nivartanti mittu sangha. Krishna is giving personality. Just take me. And we are not accepting. What can we do? The knowledge is there, the process is there, the authority is there, all the acharyas, they have accepted, but we are so stubborn, we will not accept. That is it. We will manufacture our own ways. Jatamattapu. That is it. Have some people.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nama.